Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Late President Jimmy Carter's hearse has left Americus, Georgia, making its way to Atlanta for the final time. Today starts the beginning of days of services for the former president who died at 100. ABC's Faith Abube has more from Plains, Georgia.
There are public viewings at the Carter Center there in Atlanta and at the U.S. Capitol in D.C. The state funeral will be next Thursday at the National Cathedral, and typically the service would bring together all living former U.S. presidents.
President-elect Donald Trump has said he plans to attend Carter's funeral service in Washington. One day later, he's been ordered to appear in person or virtually in court in New York for sentencing in his criminal hush money case. The judge has indicated that he will sentence him to unconditional discharge, no prison time. President Biden will visit New Orleans Monday to meet with family members of the 14 people killed in the New Year's terror attack. This is ABC News. The Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, wants stronger warning labels on alcoholic beverages, citing the link between alcohol and cancer. ABC's Diane Macedo has more.
It's been nearly four decades since labels were added to beer, wine, and liquor, warning of the danger for pregnant women and drivers. But moderate drinking, one drink a day for women and two for men, has long been considered safe. Newer research shows alcohol raises the risk of at least seven cancers, including liver, breast, and esophageal. And the Health and Human Services Department says alcohol contributes to 100,000 cancer cases and 20,000 related deaths every year.
A labeling change would require an act of Congress. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departs Washington, D.C. Sunday for what's expected to be his final trip as Secretary of State. He will visit Asia and Europe, stopping in South Korea, Japan, and France. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time is running out. Our 50% off sale is almost over at the Creative Outlet. We still have plenty of options to help you preserve your precious photos. This sale ends today at 5.
Lots of sunshine, but very cool and breezy today with a high of 17, winds northwest 8 to 16, partly cloudy and cold tonight with a low of 4, and partly sunny and still brisk tomorrow with a high of 18. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny, and the winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour, making it feel like 1 below, and our current temperature is 10 degrees. Now it's time for the year in review.
It is time to look back on the top news stories of 2024. The year-end review with WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now, 608-738-8765, and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
2024 was a noteworthy year for the area. In January, the county health rankings were in for Wisconsin, and Richland County ranked 41st out of the 72 counties in the state. The health of a place results from past and present policies and practices. Health outcomes represent how healthy a county is right now in terms of length of life, but quality of life as well. Richland ranked in the lower middle range of counties in Wisconsin at 25% to 50%. When it comes to quality of life, 13% of residents were reported to be in poor to fair health, which is above the state to national average of 12%. Poor mental health days reported in Richland County were also above the state to national average of 4.4 at 4.8. Health factors represent those things we can modify to improve the length and quality of life for residents. Richland was again ranked in the lower middle range of counties in Wisconsin at 25% to 50%. When it comes to health behaviors, Richland County reported 20% of adults smoke. That was above the state to national average of 16%. Adult obesity was also above the state to national average at 35%. Excessive drinking in the county is at 26%, the same as the state, but above the national average of 19%. However, when it comes to alcohol-impaired driving deaths, Richland County was below both the state and national average at 10%. The state average is 36%, while the national is 27%. Physical inactivity in the county was reported at 22%, comparable to the state and national average. However, access to exercise opportunities in Richland County at 43% was far below the state to national average of 84%. The Richland School Board of Education voted to move forward with an operational and capital improvement referendum following a community survey in December. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board says that these referenda follow two previous referendums, which were passed. The district has been diligent in paying the debt of the district back to benefit the taxpayers.
The district started to do a strategy, what's called defeasance, and we started to prepay some of the debt. I mentioned we were making interest-only payments and scheduled to make interest-only payments through 25-26. We started making principal payments on that loan in 2021, and that has allowed us to prepay about half of that debt before we were scheduled to make a penny of principal payment on it. It also allowed us to stabilize the mill rate at $9.12 per thousand on average for property owners in the school district. By doing so, this defeasance has allowed us to go back to referendum and be able to do an operational referendum without any additional tax increase to the public.
The point in time count is a count of sheltered and unsheltered people experiencing homelessness on a single night. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, requires a count to be conducted annually to count the people experiencing homelessness who are sheltered in emergency shelter, transitional housing, and safe havens on a single night. Each count is planned, coordinated, and carried out locally. Roxanne Klupertans-Gerber is the Aging and Disability Resource Center Manager for Richland County.
We do this count, we get information from them, demographic information, and then what we do with that information is we share that with Southwest CAP, who then compiles all the information from five counties, and that's what the information that they use to be able to get grants and funding to be able to assist individuals in our community that are homeless.
Grant money from HUD is based on the point-in-time count to help residents experiencing housing issues. Klupertans-Gerber said there are more homeless people in Richland County than you may think. As students begin the spring semester, the Department of Health Services encourages parents and caregivers to be aware of Wisconsin Emergency Department data from the National Syndromic Surveillance Program that shows young people experience large increases in self-harm injuries at certain times of the year, including when school resumes after the winter holidays. Mackenzie Fisher is a mental health therapist with Richland County Health and Human Services.
We're seeing a lot more increase in the need for adolescent mental health care, and we're becoming more attuned to the different signs and symptoms of things that adolescents are facing in their day-to-day life. It can be caused by school stress. It can be caused kind of by really any sort of stress that people are experiencing. And we see that summer break or winter break during the school seasons, that oftentimes adolescents may not have as much support as they do while they're in school, from their teachers, their friends, etc. So I think that might correlate a bit with why we see kind of the increase at those time periods of back-to-school times in both the fall and the winter.
Parents or guardians and others looking to help a young person who is self-harming can take action. Mackenzie Fisher said help is also available locally.
Richland County Health and Human Services, myself and one of my coworkers, we're both therapists and we're both have openings for appointments. So if you or someone you know could benefit from an appointment with a mental health therapist, we do have availability and you can call our main office number at 608-647-8821 to schedule an appointment.
If you suspect someone is self-harming, don't ignore it. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards banquet was held at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Making a Difference is sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio. Businesses honored included the Phoenix Center as Business of the Year, and Computer Doctors received the Best Face Forward Award. Several individuals and organizations were also honored. They included Troy Sharp with the Civic Leadership Award, Jim Brock with the Community Stewardship Award, Firefighter Doug Tyler and Richland Center Police Lieutenant Lauren Moe each receiving an Emergency Responder Award. Liz Perkins with the Educator of the Year Award. Marce Jelenic was named the Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year. Maddie Smith with the Up and Coming Youth Award. Marilyn Lofthauk and the Oak Couch Mountain Humane Society with the Outstanding Organization Award. And the Ombres Ithaca Alliance with the Nonprofit of the Year. In February, Richland County residents were invited to a community forum at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The forum was sponsored by the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation and was moderated by Ron Fruit. The forum panel consisted of six representatives, Corporation Counsel for Richland County and City Attorney Michael Windle, Mayor Todd Coppernall, Richland Center Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner, Richland School District Administrator Steve Board, Richland School Board President Aaron Unbehan, Simons Recreation Director Tracy Gobin, and Simons Recreation Complex Foundation member Al Linz. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board was very pleased with the outcome.
I thought it was a great turnout here this morning. You know, Dean and I were talking earlier, and we thought if we could get 30 to 35 people, that would be outstanding. I think the head count came in right around 94, 95 here this morning. And as I mentioned on the morning show earlier, when we can get informed voters and get the information out there, then that makes all of our people more educated, and it provides an opportunity for them to have factual information and then share that information with their constituents.
Board went on to share the why, how, and what of the referendum questions in the district would have on the spring ballot and how the future of the school district, Simons, and the campus all fit together. He emphasized, however, that the referendum for capital improvements had nothing to do with Simons. People who support Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative maps say they'll make elections more competitive. Critics of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say they have problems. Republican Senator Howard Markline from Spring Green said that the one new Senate district stretches from Richland Center to Madison. He says the issues in one city are much different than the other.
And you think about the issues in the city of Madison versus the city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds.
The new maps meant a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for state lawmakers. WisPolitics reported 21 state lawmakers were drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers plan to move in order to try to stay in office. All 132 seats in the legislature had elections this year. The 24th annual Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge would be held in Cazenovia. Although it was a milder winter, organizer Chrissy Latica said the lake was in good shape. The Polar Bear Plunge has continued to grow into a large community-supported fundraiser. Funds raised from the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge support two different organizations.
We raise money for GRACE here in town and also for the American Cancer Society. Last year, we raised just over $38,000, which was not even our best year. It was our third best year. But this year, we should go over the $500,000 mark with the money we raise for total.
In March, the Spring Green Medical Center lost a longtime physician's assistant when Stephen Wolk retired. Wolk had been providing care to area residents as part of the Richland Hospital and clinics for 35 years. Wolk was first hired to treat walk-in patients, a role that grew into what was later formalized as the clinic's urgent care department. In addition to those responsibilities, Wolk assisted in surgeries and C-sections, spent years making monthly rounds on the skilled nursing and assisted living residents at Schmidt Woodland Hills, and traveled to Haiti, Ecuador, and Jamaica on mission trips to provide care to underserved populations. Wolk's practice eventually focused largely on internal medicine. At 70, he's grateful to have had a fulfilling career, one that has kept him mentally sharp and allowed him to get to know so many patients over time. Economic Equity Now held meet and greets for the two Richland Center mayoral candidates. Incumbent Mayor Todd Coppernall shared that after growing up in Richland Center and then moving back 29 years later, he fell in love all over again with the community and wanted to see things become even better. Coppernall's opponent, Alderperson Karen Tepley, said the number one question she got was why was she running for mayor now?
I'm running because I think our community needs more attention. So, you know, that in a nutshell is why I decided to do this. I'm not running because I'm proud or I think I know more than anyone else. It's just that this is the time.
Voters in Richland Center would choose between Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley during the spring election. 9 months after Baraboo teen James Yablonski went missing near Devil's Lake State Park, investigators hoped their billboard would lead to more tips. WMTV reported the Sauk County Sheriff's Department and Crime Stoppers put up a large sign near the North Shore Road entrance to Devil's Lake in Baraboo. The billboard has the words, "Have you seen me?" written on them next to a picture of James. March marked 9 months since the 14-year-old disappeared. James was 13 years old when he was reported missing, and police believed he was trying to live as a survivalist in the Baraboo Bluffs. Sheriff Chip Meister said the billboard had not led to any substantial clues. Tony Kurtz of Waniwok announced he would be seeking re-election in the new 41st Assembly District. Kurtz was first elected to represent the 50th Assembly District in 2018, succeeding Representative Ed Brooks.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
The spring election, featuring local races, state referendums, and the presidential primary, were held in April. Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall defeated challenger Karen Tepley. Richland County Board Supervisor Gary Manning maintained his seat in District 8 in a close race. Unofficially, he defeated his challenger, Cheryl Dull, by one vote. There were a number of school referendum questions on the ballots around the area. The Richland School District's two referendum questions passed. The first question, an on-recurring operational referendum seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $9.8 million over the next 4 years, passed. And the second question, a capital referendum seeking $27,160,000 for facility improvement projects and upgrades also passed. The Kickapoo referendum seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses also passed. The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated. The first question included renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. It failed with 56% voting no. The second question included a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. That question failed with 66% voting no. Over half of the referendums on the spring election ballot in Wisconsin passed. 93 total school referendum questions were asked of voters, with a slightly better result than the last two elections in terms of passage. 56 of 93 referendums passed, according to unofficial vote totals provided by county clerks and school districts around Wisconsin. Districts were seeking over $1.45 billion in additional funding for facilities, projects, and school operations. About two-thirds of the referendum questions were to fund services and staff. Pockets of the state saw higher rates of voter rejection of the measures. 13 of the failed questions happened in southwestern and south central Wisconsin. All told, 69 of 103 ballot questions, including the spring primary, were for recurring or non-recurring operational questions. The remaining 34 were issue debt questions, which are asked when school districts seek a larger one-time fund to build or renovate facilities. For the 34 facility projects, districts sought nearly $1 billion in additional local taxpayer money to update their campuses, a total of $988.5 million, according to data from the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underly, the state superintendent, said that the sheer number of referendums on the ballot are proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. Rural mental health care provider Sarah Kieski announced her candidacy for the 14th Senate District. Kieski is a lifelong Wisconsinite raised on a dairy farm in Cashton. She owns her own mental health care practice in Lodi and is a longtime community activist. The new 14th Senate District includes Richland and Sauk counties and parts of Columbia, Juneau, and Adams. Longtime Supreme Court Justice and Richland Center native Ann Walsh Bradley announced she will not seek another term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term will end July 2025. The election to fill her seat will take place next April. A Richland County recount for board supervisor in District 8 was completed with the same outcome. Incumbent Gary Manning defeated challenger Cheryl Dull. However, there was a change in the number. During the recount, it was determined that Dull received two less votes than were reported on election night. After the recount, it was determined that Manning defeated Dull 90-87. In the write-in elections in District 7, Elaine Hendricks was elected with 5 votes. District 9, Mark Gill was elected with 10 votes. District 12, Craig Woodhouse was elected with 4 votes. And in District 20, Robert Brookins was elected with 7 votes. To invest in Wisconsin's transportation system in May, Governor Tony Evers approved a $4.2 million contract to resurface Wisconsin 58 between Lee Lake Bridge in Cazenovia and Wisconsin 33 in Laval in Richland and Sauk counties. D.L. Gasser Construction was the prime contractor for the project. The project was designed to resurface Wisconsin 58 between Lee Lake Bridge and Wisconsin 33, update curb ramps, widen paved shoulders, and replace guardrail. During construction, 58 remained open to traffic under flagged operations. A local student was named a BBB Students of Integrity Scholarship. The Better Business Bureau awarded 15 Wisconsin high school seniors each a $2,500 scholarship as part of its annual statewide BBB Students of Integrity Scholarship Program. These scholarships are intended for post-high school education at any Wisconsin-based accredited college beginning in the fall. 2 of the 15 scholarships are reserved for students who will be attending two-year college programs, and 2 are reserved for students in the Milwaukee Public School System. This year's winners include Kaylee Peterson from Ithaca High School. Kaylee planned to attend UW-Stevens Point in the fall. The Richland County Veterans Monument Committee held a special dedication. It was and is the mission of the committee to make sure all veterans have a proper headstone. Richland County Veterans Service Officer Karen Nock says it has truly been a community effort.
The community has truly chipped in, and some even have volunteered to help place the headstones once they've arrived. And it's just been an outpouring of generous donations that we were able to do this for the first 28.
Water and sewer upgrades in the city would continue in Richland Center over the summer along the cemetery. Steve Kruger is the water superintendent.
This will be the third phase of the 7th 8th Street project, and this year it impacts heavily 8th Street along the cemetery, so there will be some disruptions and traffic pattern modifications throughout the summer.
Work in Richland Center along 8th Street and the cemetery was scheduled to run throughout the summer. The 21st annual Walk with Grace kickoff was held at the Richland Center Community Center with a free will pancake supper. The walk theme would be Making Strides for Cure. A former Richland Center resident found herself in a prestigious minority. Joanne Potter, 72 of Milwaukee, graduated with a bachelor's degree at UW-Milwaukee in May. After living in Richland Center for more than 20 years, Joanne moved back to Milwaukee in 2020. After getting settled in 2022, she decided to go back to college to finish her degree. Not only did she graduated as the oldest student to ever graduate from the Honors College.
That makes a lot of sense. Not only is Honors College one of the newer part of the universities, although it's been around a while, it's smaller than a lot of the other colleges. And they usually get their students through recruitment out of high schools from their honors students.
Her status as a senior graduate went viral, which she says kind of surprised her, but she doesn't want the focus to be on her.
I run out of time to do as much as I would have liked to, because the purpose of all this is to get some visibility, not so much for me, but for the amazing students that I met and what kids in college are really like.
Joanne Potter received a degree in philosophy following a 2-week study abroad in London. 3 Richland Center High School students won the 16th annual statewide Whipping Up Wellness Competition. Will Bailing, Shanice Anderson, and Keegan Gwynn competed in the finalist cook-off competition at Madison Area Technical College. Whipping Up Wellness is a competition sponsored by the Department of Public Instruction in which teams of middle and high school students develop a nutritious student-friendly recipe that can be incorporated easily into the school food service program. Student recipes had to meet federal nutrition guidelines and be easily mass-produced. The RCHS team's original recipe was a taco calzone served with melon salsa, which will be shared with food service directors of districts across the state. There were changes to the Riverdale School District administration. Jeff Campbell replaced John Schmidt as the district superintendent. Campbell has been in education for 18 years. He is an alum of Riverdale, as well as a teacher, principal, and parent at Riverdale. He has been principal of the junior-senior high school for the past 5 years and wrestling coach for the past 9 years. With Camp Bell moving into the superintendent's position, Sarah Gruen became the junior-senior high principal. Sarah Pleckelman was named the new elementary principal. In June, Richland Center City Attorney Michael Wendell reported on his initial findings on the city's committee and codification review. He stated that Richland Center's committee makeup and codes have been described as challenging, out of date, and disorganized.
Every different behavior is a different ordinance. Everyone has a different forfeiture attached to it. Some of them encompass two or more of what you would see in the criminal statute. So for disorderly conduct, you may also have lewd and lascivious behaviors attached to that. Well, those are separate in other aspects of the statute.
He found that the council could continue as is, incorporating the up-to-date and change, or start over. The council could start rebuilding from the ground up or choose a place to start. The 2024 State High School Rodeo Finals were held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It was a crowning weekend for a few as Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield was named Rodeo Queen. Grace Bennett of Lancaster was named first runner-up. Danny Borchardt of Clinton was second runner-up. And Rayanne Burdick of Nishkoro was third runner-up in the Queen's contest. Josie Lau of Richland Center was named All-Around Cowgirl. Reserve All-Around Cowgirl was Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Sage Kite of Oxford was named Rookie Cowgirl of the Year. J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson was named All-Around Cowboy. Reserve All-Around Cowboy was Keegan Cooley of Richland Center. Tyson Pochel of Mondovi was named Rookie Cowboy of the Year. The Richland County Sheriff's Department bid a possum farewell to one of its officers, canine partner Rambo. After 8 years of service with his handler, Lieutenant Mike Siss, Rambo was retired. Canine officer partner Aaron remains on the job with his handler, Sergeant Chris Shilgen. The Common Council of the City of Richland Center recently held a special session to discuss, in part, the Council's oversight of the City's Utility Commission. City Attorney Michael Wendell, who had previously been tasked with reviewing the City's Code of Ordinances and the Council's committee structure, presented his conclusion to the Council regarding the Commission, first emphasizing his recommendations related solely to the Utility Commission, and that he had no opinion on or intent to change the operation of the city utilities and the utilities' employees. Specifically, Wendell informed the council that in his opinion, based on his review of the operation of the commission, the council had three options for how to move forward. The first option would be to find a new city administrator. While he indicated Administrator Oliphant had not indicated any intention to resign, he stated that in his experience, the relationship between the administrator and the commission was such that eventually she would find herself unable to continue in her employment. The second was to remove every sitting commissioner because Wendell was concerned that leaving one or more commissioners would create a situation where incoming commissioners could be influenced into engaging the same behaviors which led to the removal of their predecessors. Wendell's final proposal, and the one he indicated was his strong recommendation, was to dissolve the Utility Commission and have the council or a committee take on oversight of the commission. Wendell indicated his concerns about the level of independence with which the commission was operating, the lack of cooperation with other city employees and departments, and the refusal to cooperate with oversight efforts from the council and administrator. After Wendell's statements, Mayor Todd Coppernall stated that the council had elected not to take any action on the matter that night.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
Following the retirement of Administrator Gary Siftestad, the Weston School Board hired Molly Kasten to succeed him. The Weston School District Board of Education voted unanimously to hire Kasten. Molly Kasten began serving in the position July 1st. Like Siftestad, Kasten serves in a dual role that includes the position of junior-senior high school principal. The River Valley High School Music Department succeeded in winning another Jerry Award. The fall production of Bright Star won a Best Outstanding Musical Award at the Overture Center in Madison. Ryan Kane and David Van Holgren also won awards for Best Outstanding Supporting Role, and Leah Dreckenberg won a Spirit Award. The Jerry Awards, one of Wisconsin's high school musical awards programs, encourages, recognizes, and honors excellence in high school musical theater. Other Jerry Award winners from the area include the Reedsburg Area High School for Mamma Mia. Awards were given for Outstanding Musical Direction to Scott Brewer and Kristen Sporakowski. A Spirit Award to Jenna Penkritz, Brian Pittman for Outstanding Lighting Design, for Outstanding Overall Design, and for Outstanding Stage Crew. Communities in Wisconsin which lost their two-year University of Wisconsin branch campus can now get up to $2 million in grants. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee released the money in July. State Senator Howard Markline, Senator Joan Ballweg, and Representative Tony Kurtz all voted yes to release the funding. At the Richland County Executive and Finance Committee meeting, Administrator Candace Pesch stated that Representative Tony Kurtz and Senator Joan Ballweg had reached out to her to let her know that the money would be released to Richland County. 6 2-year campuses are closed or planned to close. Leaders blame lower enrollment and budget cuts. A ribbon cutting and birthday shindig to honor hometown country singer-songwriting legend Bobby G. Rice's 80th birthday was held in Boscobel. The community was invited to join Bobby and his wife Alice for breakfast at the Unique Cafe. Following breakfast, there was an unveiling of the home of Bobby G. Rice sign by the Sands Motel, and then a showing of the trailer at the Blaine Theater of the movie The Wooden Bowl that has Bobby's newest song, What Goes Through Your Mind, as the lead song. Bobby then performed an acoustic performance and meet and greet. A rural Wisconsin school district called on the state to stop funding vouchers. The Kickapoo Area School District unanimously passed a resolution calling for lawmakers to stop using public tax dollars to fund private school vouchers, asking that public spending on private schools be outlined on property tax bills. 11 students in the Kickapoo School District received a private school voucher. Taxpayers in the town of 700 contributed nearly $114,000 toward the cost of private school education for those students, an increase of 400% from the previous year. A bipartisan shared revenue deal signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers included the largest expansion of government funding to private voucher schools in the program's history. Attempts to stop public money to pay for private schools have previously failed. Former Pine Valley Community Village Administrator Shaponda Jimerson appeared in court, charged with one felony count for perjury before court, following an investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office into stalking threats made against Jimerson. The investigation found that the threats Jimerson claimed were coming from a Richland County resident were in fact sent by herself. Jimerson is out on a $10,000 signature bond. During court proceedings, Judge Lisa McDougall recused herself. Another judge would be appointed to the case. The county's investigation into Pine Valley led to Shaponda and Jimerson's termination on June 13th. With the turnover of the former UW-Richland campus to county control, numerous inquiries regarding property within the buildings were received. At this time, the county is reviewing the contents of the buildings, in addition to its ongoing space needs and architectural review. Currently, no decision has been made whether property contained within the buildings will be made available to organizations or individuals, and if so, how that property will be allocated. In August, the 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction concluded on WRCO-FM. It was a great week for Grace and area cancer patients who will benefit from the generosity of bidders as well as those who donated items for the auction. Bo Hendricks has the total from the week.
Day one, we raised $1,600. Day two, $2,410. Day three, $2,830. Day four, $2,735. And day five, $3,425, meaning we raised an even $13,000 for Grace.
The Richland Center City Council met following a closed session lasting around 2 hours. The following statement was released by City Attorney Michael Windle. This council feels it necessary to make a public statement regarding the performance of Administrator Oliphant. The council has reviewed the investigation report, heard the concerns of the public at a recent hearing, and performed its own evaluation of her performance, and find that Administrator Oliphant has performed her duties to the satisfaction of this council, and that we support her ongoing efforts. The council is aware of the need to improve the relationship with the Utility Commission and will be working with the commissioners to address those concerns in order to realign the efforts of both bodies. Administrator Oliphant will continue to be instrumental in those efforts. It was great weather for the 4th annual Richland County National Night Out at Crosscut Park. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Attendees were able to meet and greet with local law enforcement, fire personnel, EMS, and local organizations and businesses. There were also demonstrations by EMS, the fire department, and the stars of the night were canines Teddy and Aaron demonstrating how they bring down a criminal. The night also included the annual Canine 5K, which is a fundraiser for the city and county canine units, sponsored by Richland County Partners for Prevention. The winner in the male category was Malachi Fretz with a time of 16:16. In the women's division, it was Beverly Harper with a time of 19:20. The 21st annual Walk with Grace was held at Crosscut Park in Richland Center and looked to be another success for the community. Many attended to celebrate and honor those who have and are battling cancer and to remember those who are no longer with us but are not forgotten. By the time things wrapped up that night, it was announced that this year's preliminary total raised was $246,937.62. The first two names in the annual calendar raffle drawing each received $1,000. The two winners were Casey Gerner of Richland Center and Mary Dahlberg. The Riverdale School District has a projected deficit of 492,000. $911 for 2023-24, $610,606 in 24-25, and $885,851 in 26-27. Among the ballot questions on the August election is an operational referendum for the Riverdale School District. Residents of the district were asked if the district should be authorized to exceed the revenue limit by $800,000 for the 2025-26 school year, by $800,000 for the 2026-27 school year, and by $1,185,000 per year, beginning with the 2027-28 school year and ending with the 2029-2030 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of operational costs to maintain instructional programs, staffing, technology, transportation, and facilities management. The tax impact, if passed, would be an additional $157 per $100,000 of property value and $115 per $100,000 each year after the duration of the referendum. Rebecca Cook was the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in Western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
The Riverdale School District was requesting a $5.1 million non-recurring operational referendum. It was close, however, the referendum was defeated with 483 yes votes to 491 no votes. The Richland County Board of Supervisors met in closed session for the purpose of appointing a county treasurer. After receiving the resignation of County Treasurer Jeffrey Even, the Board of Supervisors may appoint a new treasurer to fulfill his term. Following closed session, it was announced that the board had chosen Ashley Mott to serve out the remainder of Even's term. The treasurer's term is up for election in November. Ashley Mott will have to win the election in the fall to maintain the seat. Jeffrey Even's name would still appear on the ballot, as was too late for him to have his name taken off when he resigned to take the position as the treasurer for the city of Platteville. In September, President Joe Biden traveled to rural southwest Wisconsin to champion new investments in electrification and expanded high-speed internet. He proclaimed that all these investments mean family farms can stay in the family. In the town of Westby, Biden announced $7.3 billion in investments for 16 cooperatives that will provide electricity for millions of families in rural areas across 23 states, with the goal of lowering the cost of badly needed electricity connections in hard-to-reach areas.
It's the most significant transformative investment in electricity and electrification and clean energy for rural America since FDR's New Deal nearly 90 years ago. And that's not hype, that's a fact. And it includes Dairyland Power Cooperative that will receive $580 million to develop and purchase solar power, wind power, energy storage right here in Wisconsin and all across the Midwest.
He also talked about how tens of thousands of homes in the state had received high-speed internet access. President Biden met with workers from Dairyland Power Cooperative and Vernon Electric Cooperative in Westby. The community did it again. All the fundraising efforts for Walk with Grace amounted to over $300,000. Thanks to the many teams and volunteers, this year's walk, Making Strides for a Cure, raised $313,993.50. The Grace Board of Directors, Walk with Grace chairs, and volunteers wish to thank you for your continued support. The students at the Richland Center Intermediate School had a visit from a special guest. Governor Tony Evers visited several classrooms and talked with students and staff one-on-one. The governor had been touring schools around the state. Governor Evers says that while he is seeing a lot of concerns among the districts, he is seeing some positives. He saw some of those positives in the Richland School District.
This is a great example. You have kids that a lot of them come from, frankly, our kids that need special help, and sometimes it's a language, sometimes it's something else, and you know they're concerned about math and reading and social studies and the basics, but they also care about whether you know how the kids are doing mentally and socially, and that takes time, effort, and but you know this is a good example of it right here. They really work hard on those affective type things that aren't about necessarily reading and writing. They're certainly emphasizing that, but they also understand the need to have kids be whole, and they're working really hard at that.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
An array of activities would be held the first weekend in October, from the Richland Center Homecoming Parade to tractor rides and benefits and the Canyon of Lights Parade. Center Colorfest weekend kicked off with the Hill Country Classic Powers annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The Greater Richland Area Chamber and local downtown businesses hosted its annual Wine and Beer Walk, followed by a dance party. The UW-Richland alumni honored 5 distinguished alumni at their annual brunch. The distinguished alumni were Janet Goplin Kinney, Thomas Simonson, Mary Sue Bethke, Edward Pulvermacher, and Jonathan Yancey. Oakwood Fruit Farm hosted its customer appreciation days at the orchard. Richland County EMS hosted a fall festival at Crosscut Park. The Friendship Quilters Quilt Show was held at Schmidt Woodland Hills Senior Living Facility. Vitesnik Power Sports celebrated its 50th anniversary with a customer appreciation day. Tours of the AD German warehouse were also held. Police officers from the Richland Center Police Department, in cooperation with the Richland School District and St. Mary's School, entered classrooms. Jared Wilson is the community resource officer with the police department assigned to the Richland School District.
Officer Elizabeth Deidelhoff and I will be joining 6th grade classes at the Richland Intermediate School, where we'll be teaching the PEAT program, which stands for Police, Education, Addiction, and Tools. We'll start out with 2 6th grade classrooms in the fall, and then Officer Deidelhoff will be teaching at St. Mary's, and then we'll return to the Intermediate School in the spring to get the last 2 classes there.
The PEAT program follows similar concepts of a previously taught program.
It teaches the same concepts as Counteract, such as educating youth about police officers and our roles in the community, providing educational information about the effects of using drugs, alcohol, and violence, and also providing tools to work through real-life situations.
The program is designed to bring together schools, families, and the police department to serve as a source of support and to encourage children to make healthier behavior choices. Officer Wilson says the program helps build a relationship between the police department and the community. A celebration of the completion of the program will be held after all sessions of the 6th grade class have been taught for the year. Drug Take Back Day was held. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reported the department, with the assistance of Partners for Prevention of Richland County, participated in the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Drug Take Back Day. The event was hosted at the Richland Center Police Department and continues to be well received in our community. Drug Take Back Day is intended to encourage citizens to safely dispose of unneeded or expired medications.
It's just a great way to get unused and expired medications, whether prescriptions or over-the-counter, pet medications as well, off out of people's cabinets and off the street and disposed of properly.
Chief Jones says residents have embraced the Drug Take Back program.
It's one of those things that where sometimes you just, you know, you get some medications, whether it's from a loved one that maybe has passed away, or maybe you just have a medication change in your lifestyle. And it's just always a good question on, what do I do with it? You know, people have always been told, you know, don't flush it down the toilet, because that's how it gets into our water system and that's how our groundwater gets contaminated, things of that nature. And ever since we've put the drug boxes throughout the community and the county, this is just an extra step and a good reminder of when we have it twice a year to bring in those expired or not used medications.
Chief Jones said 349.6 pounds was collected at the latest drug take back event in Richland Center. That is equivalent to 11 boxes of unused medications, which were then submitted for destruction. Drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy year round. Voters in the Ithaca School District voiced their support of their community school by passing an operational referendum in the November election. The district asked voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the cost associated with operating the district, which may include attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. Incumbent Republican Tony Kurtz was declared the winner of the race for the 41st Assembly District in Wisconsin. Kurtz was first elected to the Assembly in 2018. Is an organic grain farmer and U.S. Army veteran of two foreign wars. Kurtz defeated Democratic challenger Julia Henley, who ran on a platform of health care and education access, reproductive health freedom, and conservancy. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation hosted a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. The effort was a $40 million multi-year project. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman emphasized the importance of this project.
As we mark the completion of this multi-year project, we look forward to improved safety for all that travel this area. Highways 130 and 133 come together as a connection point for people traveling between the three counties. The busy highways are used by commuters and tourists, but this corridor is also important for freight and agricultural traffic, keeping essential goods moving throughout the region.
As part of the Riverway Board, Director Mark Cupp explained that the Riverway Board is statutorily required to work with the Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources on highway bridge projects such as the Highway 130 bridges.
Therefore, we began working with DOT planners and designers early in the process, looking at alternatives to the existing alignment and focusing on the Highway 14 bridge at Spring Green for some of the design elements related to aesthetic treatments. Clearly, avoiding the rock wall at the south terminus of the bridge was an important feature.
Following the ribbon cutting, the Lone Rock Fire, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's Department held a small parade to commemorate the official opening of the bridge. Wisconsin healthcare providers say they've had to ration IV fluids due to damage caused by Hurricane Helene. According to health officials, a number of hospitals used IV fluids that were manufactured in a North Carolina plant that suffered severe damage in the storm. Lyle Cradwell is the director of the Emergency Preparedness Program at the Richland Hospital.
There's a big plant in Marion, North Carolina, and Baxter Health owns that plant. And it's absolutely an enormous plant. So So that plant in particular produces 1.5 million bags of IV solutions per day. And Baxter itself accounts for about 60% of the IV fluids produced in the United States. So when Hurricane Helene came through, the storm surge really affected that plant in particular. And we looked at images of the plant itself, and you can see just mud and debris, and their loading docks underwater. They also have a river that runs by this particular plant. And there's one bridge that was used to get trucks in and out of that site. And, of course, that bridge was washed out. So, you know, obviously, that's a huge shortage for the nation when we lose that kind of volume of IV solutions in short order.
Credwell says he believes every hospital across the country has been affected. Without reliable access to the IV fluids, hospitals have started to manage their supplies more closely and in some cases consider whether a patient really does need IV fluids. So far, hospital systems have managed to keep up with patient needs with less supply, and patients have not been adversely affected.
We did start notifying patients in our surgery department when they were being scheduled for surgery that, you know, this is a possibility and we could reschedule their surgical procedure if, you know, this shortage persists. And to date, we haven't had to do any of that.
According to Credwell, Baxter is working to get back up and running as soon as possible. Lyle Credwell said the Richland Hospital is always planning ahead to mitigate situations that may arise. Congratulations to the cast and crew of When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors. The cast performed at the state competition in Milwaukee. A number of awards were given to Riverdale actors. Individual acting awards were granted to Abe Schaefer, Alex Schneider, Delaney Imhoff, and Vivian Benedict. Technical awards were given for lighting and sound to Brandon Meese and Destiny Bonds, and the full cast received an ensemble acting award. Katie Benedict and Chris Simonson also earned a directing award, and the full production earned as Critics' Choice, the highest possible award given and the only time Riverdale School has earned this honor. Two occupants of a plane were injured as it crashed at the Bosque Belle Airport in December. Kyle Erpelding, 18, of Cary, Illinois, was operating the aircraft as a flight student when the aircraft began to have issues. Passenger and flight instructor Benjamin Wesolowski, 42, of Cary, Illinois, took over after realizing there was an emergency. Wesolowski communicated with traffic control and was able to locate the Bosque Belle Airport to do an emergency landing. While completing the emergency landing, the aircraft lost power and the men's view was obscured by oil, causing the aircraft to bounce several times. Due to the bouncing, the landing gear collapsed and the plane veered off the runway. The fuel tank ruptured and was leaking fuel as the plane came to a stop. Both occupants escaped from the plane uninjured. Due to minor damage to the runway, the airport groundskeeper shut down the runway for the night. A preliminary hearing was held for 53-year-old Victoria Nahas of Bosque Belle. Nahas